This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In a time when Arab Americans and Muslim Americans fear they are being stereotyped, my two guests have to get on stage, win over an audience, and make them laugh. Ahmed Ahmed is an Egyptian-American comic. Maj Jobrani is Iranian-American. They're regulars at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles and are two of the four comics who have appeared in the Comedy Store series Arabian Nights. Jobrani and Ahmed also act. Jobrani has been featured in Malcolm in the Middle, Chicago Hope, and NYPD Blue, and is in the forthcoming Ice Cube movie Friday After Next. Ahmed has been in the movies Swingers and Executive Decision. I asked them if there was any material they had to throw out of their acts after September 11th. Let's start with Ahmed Ahmed's response.
Before September 11th, a lot of my material was talking about being Arab, but it was like, hey, I'm Arab, check me out. And after September 11th, it was sort of like, hey, I'm Arab, don't shoot.
Right.
So we did try to find ways to not necessarily talk about September 11th, but talk about the repercussions that, you know, ourselves and other Arabs, Persians and Muslims, you know, sort of suffered.
And I think also, this is Maz, before September 11th, Bush was an easy target. And then once September 11th hit, I hadn't voted for him. I'd voted for Gore, and I actually found myself being pro-Bush. And I think that, you know, it would have been comedy death to get up on stage the week after and say anything anti-Bush. And another thing I used to do was I used to make fun of, you know, Middle Easterners who pretended to be Italian, because I've had friends growing up who, you know, instead of being named Hossein or Farid or something, will change their names to Tony. And so I used to make fun of those guys. And then all of a sudden, once September 11th hit, the first show that I did was, that's, I said, I was telling people that's how I dealt with the new changes, is now when people come up to me and they ask me, where am I from? I look them right in the eye and tell them, hey, I'm Italian.
I know for me personally, after September 11th, you know, because the hysteria over Arabs got way out of hand, you know, now when I get pulled over by the LAPD, I just tell them I'm black. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to catch a beating one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to get killed, too.
Ahmed, when it came time for you to sit down after September 11th and rewrite your act, like, where did you start? How did you go about doing it?
I went to the airport. I went right to the airport. I tried to get on a plane. And one of the jokes I do is I say, you know, I got to the baggage claim and I said, you know, the guy said, are these your bags, sir? I said, yes. He says, did you pack them yourself? I said, yes. And then they arrested me.
I'll tell you, Terry, what happened was, at first, I was thinking, what are we going to do? You know, we have to address it somehow. We have to. I mean, for me to get up on stage and do 20 minutes and say I'm from Iran and just say, you know, but what about traffic, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, that's just me not addressing the issue I have to address. So at one point we realized that, hey, wait a minute, we can kind of help diffuse the situation by showing people that, hey, we're funny, we got a point of view, we have a sense of humor on the topic.
We're human, just like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And trying to humanize it.
And we're scared in a lot of ways. I mean, like Ahmed was saying about his thing going to the airport, I mean, the first time I flew was several months after, and I was scared that they were going to, you know, stop me and say something, and I found myself enunciating English like never before because I didn't want to have an accent.
Hello.
And I don't have an accent anyway, you know, but I was like, hello, my fellow American, I'm just trying to board the aeroplane, you know?
You know, Terry, I've flown to New York three times since September 11th, and I've been profiled every time. And granted, I'm wearing a full beard right now. I have a very, you know, I'm sort of going for that Taliban look. This Time magazine said it's the look of the year, so I'm going to go for it. But they took my ID and it said Ahmed Ahmed on it. They said, oh, your name matched one of the names of the terrorists. We have to do a profile on you. Sorry to inconvenience you. And I said, no, that's okay. That's why I got here a month and a half early. But it's been that heightened security. There is a story where I said that there is this older white couple staring at me, you know, pointing the finger and whispering. And finally the husband walks over to me and taps me on the shoulder and he says, excuse me, just curious if you know how the weather is in Florida, because that's where my wife and I are flying. Where are you flying? And I looked at him and I said, I have a one-way ticket to paradise, my friend. And it was really just self-deprecating. You know, we were all trying to make light of it. They did a, you know, I went into a nightclub a week after September 11th, showed the woman my ID, and she read my name, looked at the picture, then looked at me, and her eyes popped out of her head out of fear. And I looked at her and I said, you know, hey, I'm on your team. And I just want to come and celebrate and have a drink with my friends because I just graduated from flight school.
Have you faced a new kind of heckling since September 11th?
I think that what we do that avoids too much heckling from happening is right off the bat we get up on stage and we make fun of the situation.
It's light. It's real light.
Again, like one of my jokes now that I lead off with is I say, it's not a good time to be from the Middle East because whenever I watch the news, this is how I see it. Good evening, this is CNN. Iranians suck. Back to you, Bob. So right off the bat, you know, from there, and then I go, you know, I turn to my dad. I say, hey, Dad, take off the turban, man. Put on a yarmulke or something. Better yet, Dad, here's a Raiders hat. You're a Raiders fan. Just go with it. And my dad's going, go Raiders. So right off the bat, I think what we do is by doing that joke is you establish the fact that, hey, man, I'm a little freaked out to be what I am these days. And then we can go on and make fun of other situations. And then if somebody in the crowd goes, you know, hey, towel head, you know, you look at them and you go, that's the best you can come up with. I just made fun of that. If we were up there saying something like, America, you know, you got what you had coming. You know, then, okay, now you're setting yourself up for a beating or something.
Then we get a bottle thrown from the back of the room.
How do you, and we're not doing that. You know, we that's one of the things that we try and do, too, is that to make people realize that we're not Middle Eastern comics. We're comics that happen to be Middle East, have a Middle Eastern background. And so, you know, we're American.
We're as white as they come, man.
You know?
I do a bit where I talk about how, the type of women that I've been attracting these days. And the type of women that I've been attracting these days are women that want to rebel against their parents. Mm-hmm. It's always the girl, you know, who really wants to get back at her mom and dad. You know, she'll meet me and go home and call her friend. Stacy, it's me. Listen, I met this guy. He's tall, he's handsome, he's hairy, and here's the clincher, he's Arab. My parents would hate him, he's perfect. I think he's gay though, because he calls some guy named Allah 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, my guests are Ahmed Ahmed and Maz Jobrani. They're two comics, both are Arab American. Ahmed Ahmed is of Egyptian descent, Maz Jobrani of Iranian descent. We're talking about how September 11th has affected their lives as comics. Let me ask you, when September 11th just happened and when you found out that it was, Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, what went through your mind about what impact this was going to have on your world?
I was born and raised Muslim, and my parents were pretty, you know, strong practicing Muslims. They're not fundamentalists, obviously, but they definitely take the religion seriously. And I went on the pilgrimage to Mecca. I understand Islam pretty well to the way you're supposed to interpret it. So when this happened, I just thought, wow, like it's going to be so much harder to sit there and explain my religion and my belief to people. So hopefully through comedy, you know, I can do that. I mean, there was such an impact on like what Muslims were about. And so it was like every Muslim's job to like explain themselves over and over. Hey, we're not terrorists. Hey, we're not trying to plot against America. Hey, you know, we're believers of God just like you. And for somebody like myself who was raised Muslim, you know, it's always has been and still will be a challenge to water down any sort of stereotype that the media, you know, has put on it.
And for me, Terry, first of all, just, Iranians aren't actually Arab Americans. We're Middle Eastern Americans.
Right.
But we both go.
Yeah, we both have the sound. Right, exactly. So we're both Americans. But we do have a lot in common. That's true. I'm not as religious as Ahmed. My family hasn't been religious. I think part of it for me has been the whole thing of the Iranian Revolution and how religion was used to kind of manipulate the revolution and the war and just the deaths that were caused after all that. You know, I think I just became kind of non-religious because just seeing how religion can be used for politics.
Yeah, it's hard to be. It's hard to really practice a religion these days. In fact, I was talking about my mom. You know, is really, really like an advocate of me being married as soon as possible. I'm 31 years old, going on 32, and she's like, Ahmed, you really have to get married. You have to find a good Muslim woman. Find a good Muslim woman. And I'm like, Mom, I want to see what she looks like first. You know?
Right.
Because you never know that.
There's www.muslimwomen.com. Get on there and order a bride.
Yeah. In fact, I met a girl the other night who looked at me and she said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Egypt. She goes, ooh, you're Egyptian. How mysterious. Make me your Egyptian princess. So I threw a sheet over her head and I told her to be quiet.
Ahmed has strange encounters.
My guests are comics and actors Maz Jobrani and Ahmed Ahmed. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are two comics whose jokes and lives have changed since September 11th. Maz Jobrani is Iranian-American. Ahmed Ahmed is Egyptian-American. Now, the impression I get is that for each of you, your parents emigrated to the United States, so they probably have accents. And
huge
also,
accents.
And also, they're not comics, so it's probably it's probably more difficult for them to diffuse any kind of hostility or stereotypes that they encounter.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they've had a more difficult time than you've both had.
My mother, actually, it's funny because she told me, she's the nicest lady, and she was at Costco. She was shopping, and she left her shopping cart for a minute, and she went, and she came back, and there was this old lady who was kind of just angry, and I think she had moved my mother's cart or something, or my mother had moved her cart when she'd been looking the other way because my mom was trying to get by, and the lady said, you know, who moved my cart? And my mother said, you know, I did, you know, I had to move it. And the lady just, you know, goes, you know, you shouldn't have done that. She says, well, I was trying to get through, and she goes, well, why don't you just go back home? And my mother said, lady, you go back home. And the lady said something else to my mother. Oh, she swore to my mother. She called her, you know, the B word. And my mother said, she who says it is it. And then, I grew up, I couldn't swear, you know. She who says it is it. And then as the lady's walking away, my mother goes, you old fart. And I mean, my mom never says anything. And here she was, you know, kind of being accosted by this lady. The accent does add to that, and it also adds to the whole. I mean, from the beginning, you know, like you were saying, they come from another country. We come out here and we say we want to be comedians. Like, what, you know, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
A clown? My mom wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor, but once I became a comedian, her standards started going down, and now she just to have security in my life. Based upon the last guy who came to our house to fix something, she'll recommend that as a career I should get into. You know, so you say, hi, Maz, how's comedy? Okay, have you thought about becoming a washing machine fixer guy? $75, 1.5 hour, that's not bad. It's a skill, you know. So that's where they're coming from.
Do your parents think your acts are funny?
My mom and dad, when I first started doing comedy, my mom would say, Ahmed, what are you talking about on stage? And I said, well, you know, I'm talking about you and dad and the family. Don't talk about your family on stage. And then finally they came out and saw me one night. And the room was quiet, and I was doing a joke about my father. And the audience laughed, and my dad stood up in the back of the room, and he says, remember where you came from. So now they're excited. Now they're okay with it. But in the beginning, they were like, don't talk about the family and don't make fun of the family.
And my mom is a fan. I watch my own tapes a lot of times to kind of pick up pointers and fix jokes and the sort. And she'll be in the background, you know, just watching kind of quietly. And then I hear her laughing. And I think, you know, that whole thing of like, you know, how mothers never think their son is ugly no matter what. You know?
Yeah.
You know, she's laughing at jokes that I don't find
that
funny.
He's the most beautiful man in the whole world.
And she just laughs. And I go, hey, man, cool. I got a fan, you know. So she's been very supportive.
Now, you've both been in movies and on TV. Have you each played roles as terrorists?
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. I was in a movie called Executive Decision with the Kurt Russell and Halle Berry and Steven Seagal, and I played terrorist number 4. And I didn't want to go in on the part because I was doing comedy at the time, and my agent said, just go in, it's a big movie, a lot of money, big stars, just go meet the director. So I went in and I read, and, you know, I wasn't taking the part that seriously. I was just trying to be comedic about it mostly. So I read the lines just way over the top, and the director went ballistic. You know, my lines were like something like, sit down, you will obey, or I'll kill you in the name of Allah. And the director sat there, was quiet for a second, looked at me, and he goes, that was brilliant. Can you do it again? But this time, give me a little bit more of that Middle Eastern anger your people possess. So I used it, used the anger that I had. And I got a call the next day from my agent, and they said they want to put you in this movie. And I said, are you kidding? I was just joking around. I was making fun of the role. She said, well, whatever you did, it worked, and they want to put you in this movie. I said, listen, thanks, but no thanks. I'm sick and tired of stereotyping these roles and, you know, my people, my culture, and I can't spit on my culture like this anymore. It's like feeding the beast. It's like putting fuel in the flame. No way.
So you did it.
Well, she says they want to pay you $50,000 for 3 weeks of work. So I said, flame on.
Yeah.
Let it burn.
Maz, I know that you've played a terrorist. What movie was it?
Yeah, I played a terrorist in a Chuck Norris movie that aired this year. And it came at a time when I'd had kind of a slow pilot season, and I was, you know, anxious to work. And so got the job and went down there. And I honestly thought that, you know what, I'm going to put a human face to this character. I mean, the part was an Afghani terrorist who was trying to put a bomb together to blow up a building. It was kind of based on like an Al-Qaeda type thing, and it was done before September 11th. And I said, you know what, I'm going to try and humanize this guy. Like, why is this guy so angry? Why is this guy so anti-American?
Because he wants 72 virgins.
No, I honestly was trying to say, what was the background, you know? And so I gave him a background, all this stuff, and I went down there, and the character was supposed to have lived in America for 6 years and been going to the University of Chicago and, you know, just kind of blending in. And when I got there, they said, okay, you know, here's your turban. And I said, what? And I said, yeah, you got a turban. I said, you know what? I went to school at Berkeley. I know a lot of Muslim students, and they don't wear turbans. You know, they do blend in. And that became kind of a little point that we went back and forth on a few times. So, you know, cut to, you know, me with my turban. And I had, you know, you got to do what they say. But as comedians, this is the beauty of what we do. As comedians, you know, after the Chuck Norris thing, I had this thing going inside of me going, man, I did it. You know, I put on the turban and, God, you know, I kind of sold out. And so then as a comedian, you go up on stage and you can make fun of it, you know.
That's your voice. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And so now I got a joke based off of it where I say, yeah, I was in a Chuck Norris movie recently, you know. And as a Middle Eastern accent, as an actor, it's bittersweet getting a part in a Chuck Norris movie because you know you're going to die. And my agent called me up. You know, my agent called me up and he goes, you got a movie? I go, yes. And he goes, with Chuck Norris. I'm like, damn. Because you know I'm not going to be his counterpart. It's not going to be Chuck and Hassan ever saving the world together, you know?
Well, let me ask you, you know, sometimes when people meet an actor who they don't know by name, they've seen him in like small character parts and they think they know them.
Right.
Or they think if the characters play a villain, that they really are a villain. Maybe that's why they know them. Maybe they were on the most wanted list or something.
Right.
So when people see you on the street or in a restaurant after seeing you in a role as a terrorist, does that kind of reinforce in their mind like, oh, I think that's a terrorist?
I think, for me, whenever I rarely get recognized because my facial hair changes from, you know, day to day, month to month. I'm either wearing a full beard or I'm clean shaven or I'm wearing a goatee. But I'll see some, you know, I'll be waiting in line to get some food or at the grocery store, and I'll have people staring at me. And when somebody approaches me and says, were you in a movie where we broke a woman's neck? I'm like, yeah, that was me. Oh, man, it was so believable. I mean, really, you broke her neck really well, man. I really believed it. You
know? Yeah, and for me, too, I mean, I don't get recognized as much either. I think what happens is, you know, if I'm going on stage and somebody says, you know, he's been on Malcolm in the Middle and this and this and that, and then there's a Malcolm in the Middle fan that'll come over and go, hey, which episode were you in? I go, I was the guy that robbed. Oh, my God, I remember that was such a funny episode, that kind of a thing. And fortunately, you know, again, I think it kind of, that whole turban issue with the Chuck Norris movie actually worked in my advantage because I had the turban on, my character had glasses, so I think that helped kind of, helped me look different. And I also, I'm not sure how many viewers that movie had. So
right,
that's not a bad thing either.
You know, they did a article on us in the Wall Street Journal. It came out in December of last year. And they ended up putting my picture on the front page, which got a lot of attention, and I was excited. You know the little suspect drawing they put on those pictures? So I ran home, and I showed my roommate. I said, hey, man, check this out. And he looked at the picture. He goes, oh, good, they got him. I said, hey, that's me, man. He says, oh, you mean I've been harboring you this whole time?
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with us. Thank you.
We'd love for you to come out to the Comedy Store one night.
Yeah, fly me out there.
Where are you exactly?
Philadelphia.
Are you in Philly?
Yeah.
We will fly you out, Terry. No problem. We will get a private plane for you.
I just got my flight license.
Yeah. Ahmed and Maz Jobrani are actors and comics who are regulars at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.